Nearly a month into the academic year, teachers and children are settling into classrooms across the state. But for more than 350 students enrolled in the state's newest virtual public school, this year marks the beginning of an entirely new approach to learning. Dr. Tyler Page is the lead administrator at the new Tech Connections Academy, TECA for short, based in East Walpole. He joins us in the studio this morning to tell us more about the school's first few weeks and the statewide virtual school effort. Good morning, Dr. Page, and thanks very much for coming in on this Monday.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
So you're 4 weeks into the first school year. How are things going?
Things are going wonderfully. I mean, we opened August 27th. We were a little concerned because our numbers seemed to be low. They were like around 250 or so. Since then, we've gone to 360, and we're getting about 5 or 6 students per day. So for a brand new school, I think we're doing very well, and it's a great option for parents.
What's the draw?
The draw is that, kids have been falling through the cracks in one way or another. I guess one example would be we had a parent talk to us and say, thank you so much. You know, my child's been school phobic, missing school and so on. And so this gives us an option where we have great resources and we have great teachers, and the onus doesn't simply fall on us.
What kind of students do you think excel in this kind of learning format?
I've thought about that much before I even came on board, and I think the range is two areas. One, you have kids that have been bullied, you've had kids that have been medically ill, kids that just don't fit into school, and we've seen a number of those. But on the other hand, we've had, in one example, we've had a Division I athlete, potential Division I athlete, looking for a scholarship, wants to forego her senior year, and so we can provide her an opportunity because of her flex time in terms of her athletic training, which is like in the mornings.
So then, do you think this is a learning method that is appropriate for a mainstream student, or is this more designed for kids in special circumstances, whatever they may be?
No, I think it's for everybody. I mean, I think it's a brand new way of looking at things. If you think about some people that want to have a homeschool situation, and this provides an opportunity for them to have an actual teacher, and they provide the impetus in making sure that the kids log in and do their work and so on. And so there's really a triad between the teacher and the student and the caretaker, as we call them, the parent.
So just so we're clear on this, the learning is done remotely. Kids sitting at home looking at their computers, interacting with teachers via the screen.
Absolutely. Everything is cutting-edge technology. And it's backed by Pearson Publishing, one of the world's largest educational publishers. They actually took over Connections Education 2 years ago. So, yeah, everything is fully online. And there's live lessons, and they're all taped, and kids can see those things later in the day if they miss something. So the flexibility that this program offers is pretty amazing.
Do you worry, though, about what might be lost in the absence of a regular classroom with that personal interaction between the teacher and the student and students and students?
That was a concern originally, and now that I realize that we have many external functions, we have a picnic coming up. We target various areas of the Commonwealth for activities, and even when we have things like the MCAS testing or park testing, which will be coming in the spring, we'll have that in conjunction with some kind of an activity, whether it's visiting a museum, some outdoor function, some indoor function, depending on the time of the year. So, and the kids get to know each other online in a very intimate way. So, and they can see each other. So, on the surface, it would seem like since you're not sitting in front of a bunch of other peers in the classroom that you're missing something. On the other hand, there's no distractions, and you have certainly still have opportunities to meet kids.
You brought up MCAS testing. I'm sure you're aware the state's first virtual public school out in Greenfield came under some sharp criticism in the 2012-2013 school year when 30% of the students received a warning and failing marks in the math MCAS results, and then a bunch of them just simply didn't return to school the following year. What are you doing to make sure that doesn't happen at your place?
So we have a school improvement plan, and since we're a brand new school, we have really three goals. Two of them are academic, and that's to focus on reading and math. I mean, everybody needs to focus on that. But I think the most compelling thing for us right now is all about relationships. So the parent factor, the communication with the students is of utmost importance to us. And so that's our main thing. We think that as a result of that and the result of the great technology that we have, that we'll be prepared for the park tests and the MCAS when they come.
On the subject of technology, are you excluding some kids from the school who might not have access to the kind of technology at home that they would need to enroll in your school?
Absolutely not. We're a full public school, and we provide all the resources. So if somebody cannot afford to have a computer, as long as they can get online, we'll provide all the resources they need. So whether it's a computer or textbooks or whatever, they'll get everything that they need from us.
You've been doing this for 30 years. You've been an educator for 30 years. Do you see this option taking off? Do you think this is going to become more popular as an education option as time goes on?
Absolutely. I think this is the wave of the future because I think the vision of the folks that put this together, Dr. Sanchioni and Natick, and also the Department of Education said, you know, what happens to some kids that we're trying to meet their needs and we're not? And I think that this is an opportunity for us to do that.
Dr. Tyler Page, thank you very much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Dr. Tyler Page is the lead administrator at Tech Connection Academy, TECA, the state's newest virtual public school.